Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you ever want the video version of this, you can head over to my YouTube. The visuals can really hit you in a different way. So if that's what you're into, go ahead and check it out. If not, well, keep enjoying the show.
How we doubled our business with our second spreadsheet in 6 months.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
So the business intelligence sheet, again, it's foundational. Now I'm going to share with you guys the vision sheet, which is going to, like, these sheets actually work together. Now I'm going to show you how they work together. But I think I've said this before, but the cleaning business, like, it was never meant to be our main business. When Katie and I started it, our intention was simply to launch this business, hand it off, and we were going to go start another business. Well, a year and a half later, this little cleaning business, it kept growing. And it grew with the least amount of effort, and it just seemed like it had the most momentum going. And so when we compared all our opportunities, it made the most money and it had the least amount of time and energy that we had to put into it. And so at that time, armed with that data, Kate and I made the decision that we were going to turn this cleaning business into our main business. And so we ended up shutting down our fitness business. Actually, we didn't shut it down. We gave it to John, who was the one who was running it. He ended up taking it over. He still runs it today. And we decided to focus and go all in on this cleaning business. And so our first step, once we decided to go all in with it, we just needed to find clear goals. Up to this point, for the first year and a half, we had kind of floundered our way to about $30,000 a month. It was a nice little business. It was making some money, but if we were going to take this serious and we wanted to have something that was exciting, something that got us energized and ready to take on the world. And so the new goal was actually to be a $1 million cleaning business. And so I grew up playing sports and so my wife, Katie. And so I loved milestones throughout the season. And so we created 3 different milestones for our cleaning business, and we equated them and we used sports analogies in order for it to make sense. And so we have our playoff goal. And so our playoff goal is to get to $83,000 a month, right? That became our first goal and our playoff goal. Once we hit that goal, then our next goal is actually we want to win the championship. Okay. We want to get into the division championship series, and that is going to be $100,000 a month goal. And then our Super Bowl goal. Our Super Bowl goal is to get to $160,000 a month, which is a $2 million a year company. And so those were our 3 goals that we set out. These goals got us excited, and they were all very lofty from where we were sitting at, about $30,000 a month. But we knew that they were big enough to get us excited and also get our team excited as well. And so the next step we did was actually just reverse engineered these goals, starting with our first goal, which was the playoff goal. And so what did we need to do every single day? What did we need to do every single week in order to get closer to these goals? And that's when I created the vision sheet. And so vision sheet was born out of necessity. And what it did is it took the data from marketing, sales, recruiting, fulfillment that I showed you in the business intelligence sheet, and it put it all on one spreadsheet. And it broke it down into a weekly data that allowed us to see every single week how we were doing in comparison to what our goals were. And so this allowed us to see how each department affected one another. And it's kind of like, if you guys have ever seen or ever had like knee pain, but sometimes a knee pain, maybe the problem isn't in your knee, maybe it's in your back, right? And so similar in business, like sometimes the problems with recruiting, it could be issues with your marketing. And so that's when you're able to understand how all these departments, how they flow together and how they work together and how it's a chain, and their systems are not isolated to each other, but they're like sales, marketing, recruiting, fulfillment. They're all systems within a bigger ecosystem. You can understand like how problems in recruiting could also have problems with marketing, or how problem in sales could affect recruiting, right? Or problem in fulfillment could hurt marketing. And so along with this vision sheet, we paired with a 30-minute meeting. And so this was the first time that I actually had done a consistent weekly meeting with our team, is when we started doing this vision meeting with this vision sheet. And this vision meeting, it gave our team clarity on exactly what the business needed in order for us to get closer to these goals. And so can you guys guess what the results were? I mean, I think I've told you guys before, but humor me in the comments. Guess what happened when we actually put together a weekly meeting where we focused on hitting our numbers with this vision sheet, everything worked together. Can anyone guess what happened? Yeah. Exactly. Growth. Double our business, right? Because when ultimately, like, when you track data and you're focused on it, there's something to be said about just paying attention and then knowing what you need to do in order to move to the next step and having clarity that just moves the needle forward. And so in June of 2022, we had grossed $31,342 according to our QuickBooks. And we started this vision meeting in July of 2022. And so last month, and 34 meetings later, February of 2023, we did $71,697. And so the weekly vision meeting is by far my favorite meeting. And I tell my wife, Katie, this all the single, like every single week we do it. I think it's my favorite meeting because maybe it's my only meeting, right? But it's fun because it's fun to be able to look at numbers and be like, okay, here's what we need to do, right? And it becomes really, really fun when you have confidence and you can see the picture of what's happening and then also be able to see the next picture of where everything needs to go. And so curious, who in here wants to double their business in the next 6 months, whether you're just starting a business or whether you've been in business for a period of time, right? Who does? Because if you guys don't want to, that's cool. But if you do want to, I want to walk you through how this vision sheet works. You guys cool with that? Okay. So let me show you the power of this vision sheet. So this vision sheet, again, it's laid out really, really nice. And our sales gal, Katie D, she's the one who actually made this look really pretty. So it started out being really ugly. Now it looks a lot prettier and there's like colors and my style is like very boring. And so I basically got this thing started and then now our team has made this so it's prettier and it's easier on the eyes every single week. So this is overall what the vision sheet looks like. Let's break down each component here. So the first thing that we track every single week, and then this is tracked every single week, is what is our currently monthly revenue? So again, we always want to be tracking what our big goal is. So if you have a goal to hit $83,000 a month, how often should you be comparing what your current monthly revenue is? Okay. Like if you want the goal, like pay attention to the goal. And so we actually track two ways, right? We track what is in our CRM, which was called ZenMaids. And then we also track what hits QuickBooks. And so those numbers can be different because of our billing cycle versus what gets collected versus outstanding collections. But it's nice that we just track both of them. And so we track our current monthly revenue in both ZenMaids and in QuickBooks. And we track what our weekly revenue was in ZenMaids and QuickBooks. We have a weekly PR that we track as well. So our goal is always to get better. So we know exactly what our weekly revenue PR is. I think it's $20,000 right now, which is pretty cool. And so our goal is to always continue to get better. We're always setting these little carrots in front of us to, again, increase the business. And then we also are tracking what our outstanding collections are. So we have a less than 7 days and we have a plus 7 days. So under 7 days, I'm not as worried about those numbers because less than 7 days, it means that we either haven't hit the card yet ourselves or we're still waiting for them to send their checks or pay their invoices. But it's the one that are over 7 days. Those are like when that number starts to get high, that's when I start to ask the team more questions. Then we actually start to dive in. Like, do we have a couple of big outstanding invoices? Are people in communication with us? And again, we're able to see that number. I'm able to ask a couple questions and for me to be able to say like, is this alarming or is it just, you know, do we have somebody who's got a big invoice that they've been communication saying that they sent a check in the mail? So that's the first thing that we track when we do this vision meeting is what is our revenue, right? That's the main goal. And so that's the first thing that we track. Now we start to track things that play a bigger role in what that number is. So the next section we track is marketing. So every single week, Katie D, our sales guy, she puts all these numbers in there. And so she tracks how much we're spending on Craigslist, how much we're spending on Google, how much we're spending on Facebook. And then from there, where each of our leads are coming from. So we have our Facebook funnel. We have our people who are messaging us on Facebook or Instagram, people who actually called us. We have Google Requests and Ads. We have Instant Bookings. And then we have Turnover B&B. And we have a Book Now form as well. And then based on all of our ad spend versus our ads coming in, we have our cost per lead. And I have a broke down that if we're getting between $0 and $20 a lead, that's great. If we're paying between $21 and $34, that's good. And if we're paying $35 plus more dollars a lead, then that's poor. And so it just gives us a general idea of if we need to improve our marketing efficiency or not. So those are, those are all the places that we are collecting information for ad spend and where leads are coming in from. And again, it also allows us to see that if we're getting, for spending, $500 a month or a week on Facebook ads, and we're only getting, one or two leads from Facebook, it's like, oh, well, what are we doing? And so we can go and dive in and make that marketing more efficient. So again, the more data you have, the more you're able to make an informed decision. All right. The next thing that we track is sales. So again, as you guys can see, some of these numbers are repetitive, but you'll start to notice that it's not new information, but it's like hearing the same information over and over again is that it finally sinks in, like, oh my God, this is important. Okay. And so we have our discovery call scheduled, discovery calls performed, and discovery calls booked, right? So again, you've seen those numbers three times now. And so then at that point, it automatically creates a booking percentage. So again, in between 0 and 50%, I calculate that as poor. If you're between 50 and 70%, that's good. If you're 70% plus, that's great. And conversion calls. How many conversion calls are we getting on? And then how many conversion calls are we booking? And so again, we just have the same thing over there. Our conversion booking percentages, same numbers. And so these just allow us to see if our salesperson is, number one, getting on enough calls. If they're getting enough calls, then are they doing a good enough job on the phones? And so we're tracking that every single week as well. Scheduled, showed, closed. Really simple, right? And then also our conversion showed and conversion closed as well. And then new clients. So when we're tracking our new clients, we're looking at how many total cleans did we get this week. So our goal is to get about 96 cleans. That's our model. That's going to help us get to that $83,000 a month. And so anytime we're below it, we're like, what do we got to do to get more cleans? Or if we're above it, we're like, okay, great. We're on track. Total number of recurring clients. In order for us to have a sustainable $80,000 a month, again, it's not just about hitting $80,000 a month, but it's how do we sustain that? How do we make it something so it's consistent? We're looking to have 220 recurring clients, right? And that's based on our current breakdown of weekly by weekly and every 4 week recurring clients. That if we have 220 recurring clients, that'll put us at that $83,000 a month in recurring. So that means no new clients, no new cleans coming in. If we just have 220 recurring clients, then we'll hit a revenue of $83,000 a month. So that's our goal. And then we're tracking how many new clients we're cleaning every single week. So we have a goal to clean 9 new clients every single week. Okay. So we're tracking those numbers. Total clients, recurring clients, new cleans, then recruiting. So now we are transitioning from our marketing for clients funnels into our marketing for cleaners funnel. And so our recruiting funnel is really simple. We're advertising right now only on Indeed, but if you also are on ZipRecruiter or you're on Craigslist, you would obviously add this in there as well. We're only doing Indeed. Then we're doing the same numbers: interview scheduled, interview showed, interviews are people who offer the job, people who accepted the job, people who declined the job, onboarded, and infill training schedule. So there's a couple extra numbers that we're tracking in here. And the reason why is just because, again, it's just a little bit different when you're onboarding cleaners. And so not every single person we offer the job to accepts the job. And then not every single person who accepts the job actually gets onboarded. And not everybody who gets onboarded actually makes it to infill training. And so there's different drop-off points along the way. And so the more of this data we can track, we can start to see like, hey, like we have 10 people who accepted jobs. And out of those 10 people who accepted jobs, we had 7 people made it through onboarding, but infield training, we had only 4 people who made it through infield training. Like what happened? Like what was the gap? Was it a speed problem? Was it, getting people onboarded on their paperwork and getting them into the system problem? And so we're able to see different breaking points along the way. And then below this, we actually have what's called technician training dates, where now we have somebody who's in the field training. We can see what days that they start training, we can see what their expected graduation date is, and we actually can see who is our cleaning trainer that is going to actually train them as well. And so again, this just gives a good idea of how many people are in the pipeline. Because if you guys were on the training last week, we talked about recruiting. Like we always have cleaners in the pipeline. So we want to see where people are at in the pipeline. And then that helps us move into the to this section, which is our current technicians. So these are people who are full technicians. These are all technicians who are out on doing solo cleans. Okay. So we operate in a solo model because it allows our cleaners more autonomy, allows them to make more money. And it just makes it easier. It makes it easier overall. And so in here under on here, I have a cleaner one, cleaner two, cleaner three. On our sheet, we actually have the names of the Sparkle bosses in there. And then we also track how many calls that they're doing that week. And then we actually score them on a score of 0 to 5. So callouts, like I mentioned earlier, are if a cleaner calls the day before, if they give us less than 7 days, it's considered a call out where they say they can't show up to a scheduled clean or they can't follow through on an appointment. So less than 7 days, it was considered a call out, and that basically becomes a strike against them. Because again, we want people who are consistent. We can't have cleaners who are constantly disrupting the schedule, because that affects the clients. It affects the other cleaners as well. And so while our primary model is solo cleaning, we do have some of our bigger cleans, like our deep cleans, they are team. So again, if one person gets sick or they call out, that can affect everybody. So we try to do as much as we can to minimize call outs. And then scoring. So we create a scoring system basically out of necessity to see who are our top cleaners. And when it comes to our top cleaners, how do we make sure that they keep getting fed and we keep giving them hours, we keep giving them cleans, and we're putting maybe our tougher clients on them. So that way we can continue to impress even the hardest, the hard to please clients. And so we score people out of 5 points. Number one, if they're full-time. So for us, we consider full-time over 28 hours. That's our first tier when it comes to our pay structure. And so we want everybody at least over 28 hours. So once they are over 28 hours, they get 1 point for being full-time just by simply working enough hours. Number two, attendance. So this goes back to the call-outs. So if they don't have any call-outs, then they get a point for not having any call-outs. Number three, do they have any correction cleans? If they do a clean and they have to go back and fix it, that's considered a correction clean. That would dock them a point. If they have zero correction cleans, they would get a point for that. Teamwork. So teamwork is let's say that somebody does get sick and somebody does call out. Who's going to help take over that clean? So that way the client doesn't get affected. Or if we have cleans on the weekends, who's going to step up and take those cleans on the weekends? So we're always looking for teamwork as one of those two things, and then communication. So when the office staff is communicating with the cleaners, in the past we had issues with the cleaners not responding to them in the WhatsApp thread. And so now that we have this on there, it's they must communicate somehow. They must acknowledge that they received the message from the office staff. If there was a correction or if there was a complaint specifically about the cleaner, they must acknowledge it. They must respond to it, make sure that they got it. And so that's what communication is. And if they get all five of these, so again, if they are full-time, they show up to all their cleans, they have no correction cleans, they show teamwork by picking up a clean or embodying the core values. And then also communicating to the office staff under each situation, then they get a 5 out of 5 rating. And this gets done every single week. And so the people who are 5 out of 5s, they get preference when it comes to making sure that they get hours the following week as well. So this is how we score. This is how we make sure that we keep our cleaners on top of their game and keeping our service top notch and efficient. Cool. So the next thing that we do on here are hours worked. So if we go back here, we have hours worked, we have job ticket hours, and we have Google reviews. These are all other things that we track that are on this vision sheet. And so right now we have, I think, 58 Google reviews. When we first started paying attention to Google reviews, we were at 30 something. And again, I'm telling you, just the power of just tracking something. So we didn't always track Google reviews up until a month or two ago. I was like, okay, let's add another thing to this vision sheet. So again, once you track something, it just gets, it tends to get better just by simply tracking it. And then you can, once you're starting to track it, you're like, then you start thinking of ideas and you start to take action on like trying to try things that actually make the number move. So yeah, so Google reviews. So now we have two different funnels that we're really paying attention to. And so you can see here that we have our goals of $80,000 a month, which breaks down to $19,250 a week. In order to do that, we charge $55. We're averaging $55 per job ticket hour. And so we need 352 job ticket hours every single week. We want our cleaners to work on average 27 hours a week. And we know that we need about 13 cleaners. And so every single week, these numbers automatically get populated based on what's in the vision sheet. It'll show that the monthly revenue is whatever it is. It'll show the weekly revenue is whatever it is. And it'll show the difference over here of where we are. Same job ticket hours, same number of cleaner hours worked, number of cleaners. And so again, based on all this tracking of the data, it just gives you a really clear picture of what needs to get done. So it's like, okay, we don't have enough cleaners. That's the first step we can do. In order for us to get the number of job ticket hours we need more cleaners. And then once we can have cleaners, we can have job ticket hours, then we look at the weekly revenue. And if it's not on point, then it's like, maybe we need to charge more, right? And so that's where we get into our second funnel here is the client funnel. And so again, we have the same thing. We have our monthly revenue, we have our weekly revenue, but then here we have our revenue per clean. And so our goal is to get at least $200 per clean. We want to get 96 total cleans every single week. We want to have 220 recurring clients, and we want to clean 9 new clients every single week. And so when this number automatically gets populated in here, we can see exactly where we're at and where we're either below that number or where we're above that number. And so again, this data just allows us to say, okay, well, we need more cleans. So what do we got to do to get more cleans? Maybe we need to market more. Maybe we need more cleaners, right? So this is where, again, it's like, what is our problem? Like when we're able to put all these numbers together, we're able to see what our actual problem is.